Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. It's time now for another meet and greet. Talking to folks who have not called this show before, learn a little something interesting about you. I must say, Beth is our meet and greet participant today. Could wind up giving you tickets to a minor league baseball game. Beth and Pop hopefully will meet you in the stadium later this season.
VIP.
VIP section. Now, she's been listening 20 years, which is fantastic, of course. She's retired. Her kids listen. Her son may be hearing this now. But this is the biggest thing. She's been out on a date with a big-time celebrity once, I'm guessing a long time ago. Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing really well. So let's just start with it.
Let's start at the top.
Let's just start at the top. Who's the celebrity you went out on a date with?
Bill Murray.
Beth, how did that happen?
Wait a minute now. Now this is not like, you know, some nobody. This is Bill Murray. He's one. If you're ranking stars, he's probably in the top 200 celebrities, don't you think?
Yeah.
He's a big deal. How did you go out with Bill Murray?
It was really strange the way it happened. I was in college at Appalachian, mm-hmm. and homecoming weekend. My college roommate had to go to an art show because this artist had come in for homecoming weekend and he apparently was some big deal. And so she said, oh, I've got to go to this art show. I'll see you later. And about an hour or so later, she came screaming through the door and she said, quick, get dressed. You've got to come with me. The artist is Bill Murray's best friend and Bill Murray is with him. We're going to go out and eat dinner with them and go out. So I had about 30 seconds to throw something on and get out the door. And we met him at a restaurant in Boone and went out to eat. And back in the day, that's when P.B. Scott's was up in Blowing Rock. And we went up there and got to go backstage and hang out because, you know, the VIP section. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow. I am flabbergasted.
Did you go to Subway? That's Chris Kelly's favorite place.
I was at Subway.
in Boone.
I used to go to Subway quite
Sorry.
A bit. I was accosted by a vagrant at Subway.
I think Bill Murray's over here. I'm eating Subway.
Excuse me. I'm in the Subway.
I'm having a turkey sub.
Well, what was Bill Murray like? Was he just really nice and fun? Or you know, what kind of guy was he?
Very sarcastic.
Yeah,
I remember I was sitting across the table from him and, you know, I was trying not to look at him, but I was looking at him and he would cock an eyebrow up at me and give me that kind of one eyebrowed look like, I see you looking at me.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, things like that. So, you know, of course, I would giggle and totally go, you know, goofy on him, but wasn't a love connection. I'm not Mrs. Bill Murray now or anything.
Incredible, though.
So do you think you were there, Beth, more as a wingman, or were you there to kind of be Bill's date for the night?
I was there more as a wingman because my roommate and the artist, and I can't think of his name, but he would show up in Time or Newsweek from time to time. He had it for her, so they kept in contact for a while after that.
Wow.
So,
well, now, how famous was he? What era Bill Murray are we talking about?
This was right before Caddyshack came out.
Oh,
okay.
That's
a while back.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Yeah, like I said, I'm old, so.
No. Was he recognized while you all were out together?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everybody was, you know, all a Twitter. And, of course, we had a special spot in the restaurant. And then we went up to the club in Blowing Rock. They, you know, escorted us through the front door. You know, felt very red carpet, very VIP. So,
I'll bet.
Any photographs or autographs from that night?
No. You know, you don't think about that until after the fact.
I get it.
And it's like,
yeah.
And of course, you didn't have cell phones with phones on them and everything back then.
Right.
So. You're right.
There's no just taking a quick picture or anything. That's an amazing story. That is really incredible. And he treated you pretty well, though. Sarcastic, but he was a pretty good date.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was very nice.
Yeah, exactly. That's incredible. Because he was big on Saturday Night Live at that time. He had been on there. That was a huge...
Definitely.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Who's the second most famous person you've ever met?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Wow. You met her, too?
Good Lord.
What were the circumstances there?
Well, my college roommate, who is my conduit to famous...
She gets around.
that's her first cousin.
Oh, that's her first cousin is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Well, now, what kind of, did she treat you nicely? Was she real nice?
Oh, yeah. Very sweet. Very nice.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
And was she?
You weren't fishing for her to say you, were you?
I was.
With the Boone connection,
who's
Kelly?
Who's the third?
It's pretty obvious.
Now, who's the third?
Now, you don't want somebody to say he's nice.
No.
I get to meet y'all. It'll be y'all.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord,
Beth. Hopefully we'll meet you.
Beth.
Now, and was Julia Louis-Dreyfus already a big deal on Seinfeld when you met her?
No, this was pre-Seinfeld. Was on Saturday Night Live then.
Again, right. Okay. Boy, your roommate, man. She's got connections.
Would it be too much trouble to bring her to the ball game with you?
Yeah, do you mind if you could
I think she likes baseball.
I agree.
Because maybe then we could FaceTime Julia.
She'll be in town.
Yeah. You know who else loves baseball is Bill Murray.
They both love baseball. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is an Orioles fan, at least in a Seinfeld episode I saw. I know she wore an Orioles cap. That's fantastic. Well, how'd you come to listen to this program, Beth?
Well, years ago, I used to listen to a show called Bob and Sherry.
I've heard of it.
And was kind of entrenched in that. And one morning, my husband goes, "Hey, I found this show, and I really think you'll like it. These guys are really funny, and you know, you need to start listening to it."
You've got
and
a good husband.
So I did, and you know, our kids grew up listening to it in the back seat on the way to school, and they still listen now. So,
man,
that's awesome.
That really does us. That really makes us feel good when you say something like that.
Because we like Bob and Sherry. We're pretty insecure, but we do like those guys.
They're very nice. Sherry was, we've met her a few times, very nice
people
to us.
Yeah.
And Bob's like in the Hall of Fame. He just retired. Bob just retired. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, yeah. Beth, that is so nice, and you've got great stories. Now, who's your favorite member of this program?
Well, I do have to confess, even though it makes me sound like Aunt Pervy, I have a crush on Biggie.
Well,
thank you.
All right. There's Aunt Pervy for you, Biggie. There you go. Well, he won't be at the ball game.
Unless you show up.
Maybe if you show up, he'll be
there. I might be taking tickets outside.
Yes.
Who's more likely to be at the ball game, Biggie or Bill Murray?
Toss up.
Push. Beth, wonderful to meet you, and thank you so much, you and your family, for listening. It was a delight.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. There she goes.
How cool is it? SNL.
That's cool.
Super, a movie star and one of the biggest TV stars.
Who would you rather meet? Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Bill Murray? Murray by a nose. I know.
I love JLD.
Thank you, Beth. And if you know, if you met JLD, you could talk a bunch of Seinfeld, which is
I
if
know.
You wanted to, you know. But Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
That's pretty cool.